The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 21 by Philip St. Raymond for the American Mercury. The death notes left beside Mary Fagan's body when she was murdered in 1913 have been the subject of endless speculation. Were the notes written by James Conley at the direction of Mary's convicted killer, Leo Frank? Or were they Conley's creation alone? Or were they purpose written by Frank, using Conley's writing as a guide, in order to throw suspicion away from the real killer and onto a black man? In this, the 21st audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we will learn what handwriting experts say about the notes, and we will also learn how the historical record has been distorted by Leo Frank partisans, such as author Steve Oney. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 21 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 21 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Vol. 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, newarg.org.in.